Earth from Everyday Rapture, the original cast recording. And before that, we heard Shina Taub and the album is Visitors. The song is Room. It is straight up 1 o'clock, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane. Crash Course for the Ravers and Brian Young coming right up. Here we go. Peace out.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before, where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, then turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Ravers, it's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau supply for raging men. It's not an head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more, like a video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really. It's a crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. 91.5 WMFON Medford. This is a crash course for the Ravens show. I'm here till 3 o'clock. And I have all kinds of guests today. The cocktail, is it the cocktail slippers or just cocktail slippers?
Whatever's easier.
Oh, let me pull on your mics.
Huh? Whatever's easy for you. We use both.
Okay, so it can be both. All right, before we get started, I'm going to play something from some friends of mine from Hoboken, New Jersey.
Cool.
They overnighted this and were like, are you going to play us? Are you going to play us? So I'm going to play my friends. They're Psycho Positive. They were guests here a few weeks ago. And then we'll get into it with the girls here. It's Cocktail Slippers, and today we also have Diamond Dogs. I guess you guys are playing with them, too,
yeah,
huh?
We played with them yesterday.
At the Barren?
At Somerville. Yeah, at the Barren. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're great. And they're from Sweden, so.
They're from Sweden. Yeah, you're from Norway.
Norway, yeah. So we're both Scandinavian.
And Elke, my friend, is from Germany.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Aus Deutschland, yeah.
It's an international show here today. Let me see for a second if I can get this going. Na 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 na. Booting. Of course, the CD player wasn't on. Now it's like booting up and all that. But we're gonna have a lot of fun in a few moments, folks. We're in 91.5 WMFON Medford. Initialize, okay. You know what? I'm just going to put it in the CD player. And the first track is Red Knee Socks. Of course, no, it's reading that. Well, if that doesn't come up, I'm going to play some Cocktail Slippers. Oh, here we go. Okay, Psycho Positive, let's go.
I wasted my
91.5 WMFO in Medford, and that's not one of their new tracks that they're trying to send me as we speak right now, giving them their my email. That's the Cocktail Slippers. Do you run?
Yeah, well,
yeah, absolutely.
All the time.
On stage and off stage, yes. All the time. Yeah.
I actually just signed in. So let me catch up here for a second. You know what? Do you have a really long song in these ones that I have?
A really long one? They're about 3.5 minutes. Or maybe, yeah.
St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
Yeah, you can put on that. Stephen Van Zandt wrote that song for us, so that's...
Stephen Van Zandt?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Right on. Believe me, we are going to talk a lot to these girls, but I'm still signing into my show here, so hold on to your hats. And then we have our Diamond Dog sitting in the wings. We'll bring them in here with some chairs, too,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. wait to tell you why.
Cocktail Slippers with Sentence to
Love.
To Love.
To Love.
Okay, I forget love.
Love.
To Love. How do you say love in Swedish or in Norwegian?
Kärlighet.
Kärlighet?
Kärlighet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Natural one. Pretty good.
Kärlighet. Huge for that song.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here with Cocktail Slippers. You guys played last night at the Barn, huh?
Yeah.
How'd that go? I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I had car problems. That's why my friend had to drive me in today.
Well, we were looking for you.
Were you?
Yeah. Yeah, we dedicated like 3 songs to you.
Nah.
Thank you.
Pulling my leg.
Like, where's Brian? Where's Brian? Brian's not here.
So anyways, you're all the way from Sweden. Do you come to the States much? You're from Norway.
Yes, Norway.
Let me explain the confusion. There's a band waiting outside from Sweden.
That's right.
Yeah, the Diamond Dogs are from Sweden.
I usually don't have 2 bands from 2 different countries in one day.
No. But we're very happy to be here in Ireland.
Well, obviously, you notice you're speaking to an Irishman, huh?
Oh, there you go. Top drawing.
Irish.
Yes, I'm almost 100%.
Well, we're in that area, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, we had a great show at the Burn yesterday.
How'd it go? Tell me.
Oh, it was a lovely place. And it was really cool playing with Soraya and the Diamond Dogs. And yeah, people were really...
Where's Soraya from?
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I think they're from Philly. Yeah. Yeah. And they're also on Wicked Cool, the same label as we are.
Yeah. What's the label?
Wicked Cool.
Wicked Cool.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were just saying it's Wicked Cool.
It is Wicked Cool.
It is.
Do you know Wicked, like the used in that manner? That's a Boston thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, you know, Wicked Pissa.
Oh, that's Wicked Pissa, yeah. Top draw, baby. Oh, we've been to Boston before, yeah.
Okay, so what else do we need to learn from Boston?
Boston. Oh, I don't know. We drink fraps. Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh, no.
It's just a thick milkshake.
Okay.
Fraps. Fraps. Okay, we got to try one before leave. Yeah.
Yeah, very good idea with my lactose allergies.
Before the chain Subway came around, we were the only ones to call the hoagies. We called them subs.
Right.
And but now everyone does because of the store Subway.
Yes.
Right.
But that came from here.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. What else?
What else?
We like lobster.
We like
yes.
We want to hear about you guys. Yeah. You guys interviewing me? What the heck?
Yes. We're sorry.
Why don't we start over here? And are you in the band?
Yes.
Well, and say your full name and what your instrument is.
Okay. My full name is Smash, and my instrument is drums.
You smash them drums?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she does. And I'm Hope, and I'm the lead singer.
All right, Hope.
All right, I'm Rocket. I play the guitar.
She's off like a rocket.
Yes. You better believe it, baby.
Yes. And I'm Sugar. I'm the bass player.
Right on.
Yes. And I'm Vega, and I play the guitar.
Vega?
Yeah.
Okay, I heard something else earlier, but I won't let it out.
Don't tell anyone.
I know our secret identity already.
Yes.
Don't reveal it.
No. She's a superhero.
But I feel close to the guys outside there because I'm Swedish.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, but living in Norway.
How do you guys feel about that?
Well, we already have a Danish. We already had a Danish in a band also.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is Scandinavia. Yeah.
Scandinavian.
Right.
Right.
Well, history, what is it, history.com? Whatever it's called. I don't know. They're supposed to take your DNA.
All right.
Yes.
They said I was mostly Scandinavian. And my whole life I've been Irish.
Well,
so I don't know what the hell.
Everybody in the north is half Scandinavian because the Vikings, you know.
Yeah,
go over there and take your countries and rape your nuns and stuff.
So I'm probably.
So you're welcome, mister.
I'm probably related to a Viking rapist.
Yes.
Good for you.
Nice.
Rape some poor Irish woman. Okay, so you guys started like in the 2000s, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we've
been around a while. Five albums?
Yeah. We're working on the sixth album now. So we got two singles out now on Wicked Cool Records, and then we're working. We're trying to get an album out next year, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't we play one of the new ones, huh?
Oh, great.
This is from the upcoming album?
Are you playing 1, 2, 3?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's our latest single. We released it last Friday. So it's, it's fresh.
Okay, brand spanking new. From Cocktail Slippers, this is 1, 2, 3. And no beep.
Holding me down and playing around. Come on. Will you stop and look over your shoulder?
My music, Ben?
Yeah.
I want a picture of that. That's funny. I don't know what they're doing. It looks like they're all going to jump on me.
Zombies. Cocktail zombies.
Cocktail zombies. Yes. Yes. Right. So,
Well, first of all, 1, 2, 3, we played Sentenced to Love, You Do Run, and... We're about to play Good Love.
Yeah.
This all sounds like English to me.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, we're not doing stuff in Norwegian. That's also because we have the American label. Stephen Van Zandt's label is based.
Do you have songs you sing in Norwegian, though?
No. I mean, we've done a few just event shows, but no.
I heard, you know what? I heard this, I forget where the hell the guy was from. He could have been Asian, but they were, you know, doing punk rock and in English in their own country. And the guy who was interviewing them said, you know, why aren't you doing songs in your own language? You know, you're singing in English. He goes, oh, you have to do rock and roll in English.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. I like that.
Well, it's never been like an issue for us. It's always been like natural that we're doing it in English. But there are some really phenomenal Scandinavian punk rock and rock bands singing in like Scandinavian languages as well.
Right. I mean, I'm sure it happens, but I like that there are people out there that are like, rock and roll must be sung in English because that's the land it comes from. You know, that's rock and roll. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. Yes, if you want to sell your record in other countries, it's probably best to sing in English, yes. I think.
Because most other countries, yes, English is like English. Their second
yes.
language.
Yes. Absolutely. Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I knew all that. I'm just letting the audience know.
Yeah. Now you all know this. Yeah. It's not a secret anymore.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
John Keegan, where are those diamond dogs? Get them set up in here.
Oh, they're not sitting here? Woof, woof. They're just quiet. No.
Yeah, let the dogs in.
Hello, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
So, you guys, what are you, on a New England tour?
East Coast. Is not like New York, New Jersey, and up here, like Providence. We're playing Portland tonight.
Geno's.
Yeah, Geno's.
My band's play there. That's top notch place.
Oh, top notch. I forgot about top notch. Top drawer.
Yeah. Top drawer. Top drawer. Top drawer is where you find the undies.
Well, it depends. Who's top drawer?
Groovy. No.
Yeah. All right. You said you had a great story for us, didn't you?
Oh, I didn't say it was a great story. I said I had a story.
Let's hear. Anything in that beautiful accent is a great story.
Right. I was going to talk about us going back to Manhattan in a few days because we're going to record new stuff with Stevie Van Zandt in his studio. So we're really looking forward to that. We've been working with Stevie for like the past 20 years or so. And so now we've been co-writing some stuff, and we're actually
We're not sure, and he's not sure what we're going to record, but we have like 3 or 4 songs, so let's see how far it gets. Yeah. We've got 2 days there, so it's going to be cool.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
Yes. What can you guys tell me about Good Love? Now the new song by Cocktail Slippers.
It's a song about this girl who has, she has everything, like all the possessions she can want, but then she realizes it's not what she really need. Well, what we all really need is like the
real,
really good love.
Good love,
friends and good love. She doesn't need all that, like cars and possessions and stuff.
No, I'm not getting enough good love.
No,
you're not.
Oh, that's too bad. It's good that we are here now.
Yes,
at least you get it. You're gonna get good love from these five
girls. You guys travel
girls.
On a bus I can visit after.
Yeah.
This?
Oh, you want to come?
Show you some good love.
Top draw, baby. Top draw.
All right. Let's check it out. It's brand new from the Cocktail Slippers. Good Love.
Let me tell you about this gal I met. I asked her for a lot. She bought me a cigarette. She had the world in her hands, still she wanted more, yeah. Fame, fortune, and a million boys. Fancy houses, buying cars and dolls. She said all that she wanted was lost, but she found out all that she wanted.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Oh, I got to play a PSA. Listen to this one. Do you know Cheech and Chong?
Oh, yes.
Holy smoke, yes.
Oh, where is it now?
Who's Dave? Dave's not here.
Oh, here it is. Listen to this guy. It's a pro-marijuana public service announcement. And I swear this Dr. Lester Grinspoon sounds like Chong. I almost wonder if he's putting one over on us. Listen.
When you're high, you feel...
No, that's not it. There it is. Listen.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, hey, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalized marijuana.
All right. You're sending me over a song before we play that. Did you just send it the same way?
Yep.
It's already sent?
Yes.
Well, we just heard Good Love. How about I...
Okay, in 2001, we released an album called Shout Out Loud.
Mm-hmm. No,
2021, I would say, though.
2021, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the last song is... it was supposed to be a B-side on a single with it, as a 7-inch single.
Yeah.
But then Steven said, "Oh, that's too good. We need to put it on the record." So, it's the 10th track. So this is a cover.
The one
we're doing.
You don't want me to say what it is?
Oh yes. Yeah, sure.
Deep Purple.
Yeah. Or originally Joe South wrote the song, but Deep Purple made it famous.
Oh, no kidding.
No.
Deep Purple didn't write Hush.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Oh, you probably wish.
What was the guy's name? Joe South. Joe South?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta look that up. You guys got me on something. You stumped me. No, but while I'm making sure everything's all set with the song you sent me. Is it Hush that you sent me?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Or I sent the entire album, so you need
great.
To. Yeah.
I'm just saying, and
you can start with She Devil and the second song.
No. That's not good. We're gonna be here for 5 hours, man.
I just think a good response to Good Love is Love Me Back.
Oh.
Oh.
No?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
It's a nice song, too.
It is.
All right, let's hear it. Love Me Back, Cocktail Slippers.
Yeah.
They're coming at me like zombies.
Yeah. Girls, behave.
We'll Halloween's on the girls.
Oh, sorry. We just look that way.
Take your masks off. No, yes, we just, joking. We just, that's an old joke.
Yeah, we're just born like that. Sorry.
They're all very lovely. Yeah, so I think we could play Hush. You want me to go for that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What made you decide to cover a Deep Purple song?
First, it was we were asked to do it at the award show or the TV something, to choose something from Deep Purple. And this
what award show?
Oh, it was a Norwegian.
What one that I wasn't invited to?
No, Norwegian thing. Well, Saturday, yeah.
We did invite you, but you never. Yeah. You always fail to show up, man.
You were stuck in Ireland or something.
Yeah, I think so. You were stuck
maybe,
in the top drawer.
Maybe stuck in the top drawer. I'm top shelf, baby.
Yes. Oh, even better, man. I concur.
All right. What were you saying?
This one we actually recorded live in the studio. So the band is still, everything is live.
It's all live in the studio.
Yes.
But this is the band playing at the same time.
Yeah.
I like it that
way. Like the old,
like the Beatles would do it.
Yes, and you also always get a good energy when you do this live.
Yes.
It's tough.
All right, here we go. Hush. Cocktail Slippers. Oh, wait. Thought I had it already. Try that again. Hush! Cocktail Slippers.
I'm
WMFO live with the Cocktail Slippers.
Woo-hoo.
And that was basically live in the studio. So if you go out to see them, that is what you'll get.
Hey.
I've got Diamond Dogs creeping in the door.
Yay.
Who let the dogs
guys? In? Brian, nice to meet you.
Hi, guys.
Hello, guys.
Tony?
Hey. Johnny.
Johnny.
Yes, please.
Right on. Make yourselves comfortable. There's more seats across the hall. John Keegan was supposed to bring them in for you.
Okay.
Yeah, tell John to bring in some seats, all right?
Can we scoop over.
Scoop.
Diamond Dogs, they are from Sweden, right?
They do.
Let them get situated. Oh, no. Cords being pulled out. Now, I told Bootleg Dan we should have these two bands. They're both so big, they should have their own day.
You should tell Bootleg Dan that he should try to find his way in his own kitchen because we went the wrong direction.
To get here?
To get here, yeah.
He took the wrong direction in his kitchen? What's his kitchen have to do
with it? He needs to look at the map if you're just walking down the hall.
There he is.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Speak of the devil.
We've been lost.
Oh, direction Dan's in the house.
Speak of the devil. We'll all figure out what's going on while we play Speaking of the Devil.
Right.
Well, yeah, you play
Cocktail Sisters. Oh, Cocktail Slippers. She-Devil. No. Is that what it is? Yeah, She-Devil.
She-Devils. Now hear me. I've got one thing to say. Oh, shout out loud. Hey, get this straight away. So you say you think I sound is straight to mainstream? And wake up, slap out of your daydream. Here's the thing. You say that song's too slow, yeah. You need to poke that bass up. The game's too low there. That song's a little bit too powerful.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, Cocktail Slippers with She-Devil. And you were telling me a little bit about what that's about, Hope.
Yeah, okay. It's a song about what we, comments we can get as only girls in
mm-hmm,
the band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what people call you, She Devil?
No, it's more like guys in their best intention will say like, "Wow, you guys are really good." I mean, I haven't heard a girl play guitar like that. Or but maybe you should turn your amp up slightly more. On
oh,
the
they're
game.
Trying to help
and,
you out.
They're trying to help, but we're like, I mean, they're so nice.
You go, and I've been doing this 20 years. Shut the f up.
Exactly. But I mean, it's just like I don't think that they do that to bands with only guys in it, you know.
Right,
they're just trying to be nice, so